Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started to look at something in our healing or in anything we believe in God for. Could I have a problem that is causing the manifestation of the promises of God from happening and taking place in my life? Could I be stopping my healing and my health? Could I be stopping my blessings? Sometimes we need to take stock of ourselves, locate where we're at, and make the necessary changes. So this is from Healing School that we do every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the Tradition Town Hall. All are welcome. There's no charge. And we stream it live as well. So if you want to join us, please become part of this. But let's pick up where we left off yesterday and find out maybe there's a blockage because of something I'm doing or not doing. So bless God. Let's see what He has to say.
So when you are harboring because your imagination and your emotions told you that person doesn't like me, so now you cut them off and you start treating them indifferently, you've got aught in your heart, could that be a part of the reason you're blocking your healing? Come on, guys. This is where rubber meets road, right? Could that be a possible thing that is why I'm not seeing the manifestation of what I'm believing God for? Because I've got something in my heart. Jesus said, before you present your gift at the altar, your offering, your worship, you're on your knees crying before God, before you do that, He says, and you realize somebody, not even you, has ought against you. Ought is a little bit. Leave your gift at the altar, go and make right with your brother, and then your gift will be received. That's huge. That is monstrous. People are walking around sick. People are walking around broke. People are walking, I'm talking Christians now, with all these things happening in their life, and they think, well, the word doesn't work. It does work. Maybe, first of all, don't blame God and check yourself out and say, Holy Spirit, please reveal to me what's hindering, what blockage is there, stopping the finances, stopping my peace, stopping my healing, stopping my joy. What is there in me? God loves it when we look at ourselves. But we're so busy, too often, trying to take the speck out of our brother's eye while we've got a log in our own eye. Come on. Jesus told us all these parables. He taught us all these things. That means that you cannot be judging people. You cannot have aught in your heart. You cannot harbor grudges. You cannot have unforgiveness. You cannot take an offense and don't give an offense. Amen. Come on. That could be hindering your blessings. And when I say don't take an offense, sure, people will offend you. I mean, I've offended people. I'm thinking about the service and I'm walking and someone said hello and I didn't even hear or see them. Not because I don't want to, because I was focused on something else and God's downloading stuff into me and I know people took the offense. Some people took an offense that I drove a Mercedes-Benz in 2008. No, it was around about 2004, and I had an old Mercedes I bought. They took an offense when they came to the church and said, if that's a pastor's car, we're not coming in here. Wow. And they didn't come to the church. They took an offense. Now, the Bible says don't take an offense, neither should we give an offense. That's why he says this, if what you're doing causes your brother to stumble, even though what you're doing is not a problem, don't do it if it's going to cause him to fall. So you don't give an offense and you don't take an offense. I've got a great one for you. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, they that love the Lord will not be offended.
That's right.
Yeah? They that love the Lord God shall not be offended. Ooh. So if I'm taking offense, what is God telling me there? He says, if you love me, you will what? Wow, this is not going the way I thought it would. You know that, guys? I guess it's the Holy Spirit who knows we need this. God said, if you love me, you will obey me. And Psalm 119:165 says, great peace have they that love your law, and nothing shall offend them. That's the actual King James. Great peace have they that love your law or your word, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. So if I'm being offended, I'm not obeying the word of God when he says neither give an offense, neither take an offense. So I've got to check me out. Maybe my healing is not manifesting. Maybe my blessing is not manifesting. Maybe the promises are not manifesting in my life because of something in me. I know it's not in God. You got to get that clear. God is not withholding any good gift from you. He wants you. He said, I've come to give you life in John 10:10. He said, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But me, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Brethren, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Everything about God is just come boldly into the throne of grace and receive mercy to get help in your time of need. I mean, it's all the word of God is just wanting to help us, bless us, encourage us, improve us. So it's not him withholding. Don't blame God. God, why did you do this to me? Say, whoa, I wasn't even involved in this thing. It's the truth. And so maybe I don't have empathy for people. I don't care about people. I don't help, maybe see a poor person and try to help them. Maybe I'm angry at the president. Come on, even that, I don't care if he's good or bad. You can't harbor an offense at him. You pray for him, whether he's doing right or wrong. You pray, Lord, God said, pray for those that are in control and in charge of our lives. I don't care who it is. I prayed for all the presidents that were in office while I've been in America. Even though I preferred one to a different one, it doesn't make a difference. I pray, God, give them wisdom from heaven so they can hear from you, so that we can live peaceful lives. Now, when I'm not doing that, I'm rather cussing the president and I'm not getting the blessings. Could that be related some? Oh, Lord. Now I'm treading on toes, right? Could that be related somewhere? Where the money's not coming? The honey's not flowing? And the bee's not buzzing? Come on. I'm not trying to get on us. I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. Because the minute I don't see results in what I've prayed for, and I'm expecting it to be happening, and I know faith, I understand faith now a lot better than I used to, and so do you. So when it's not happening, and it's taking longer, I start self-examination. That's the first thing you got to do. Do I know the word? Am I standing on the will of God? Make sure that it's the will of God what you've prayed for. He says, when you pray for anything that is in his will, you know he hears you and you will have what you've prayed for. That's 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 5:14-15. This is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, then I know he hears me. And if I know he hears me, I know I've got what I've asked of him. So I've got to pray the will of God. Well, how do I know if it's God's will? The will of God is the word of God. It's that simple. The will of God is the word of God. He's told us everything in his will. Now, it may be a private thing between you and God, which job to take, which woman or man to marry. So now it's not saying in there, Gerard, you will marry Donlin. That wasn't in there. No, I was led by the Spirit of God. You understand? I spoke to men of God. I got some counsel. I got things done in my life. And then I went ahead believing it was God. And it was God. The results speak for themselves. Come on. So now, what do? Examine our own self. Am I, first of all, in the will? Is this stated in the will that I can stand and believe for this? If it is yes, then I've prayed. The Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive it. So I've prayed and I really believe I receive it and I'm expecting it. I'm now expecting it. Like I've used this analogy before, I bought something online from Amazon and UPS is going to deliver it 7 to 14 days time. I've paid for it. It's all done. The phone's down And now I'm expecting what it is that I ordered. Set of golf clubs, one golf club. I'm expecting, and every time I hear outside my house, I look to see, is that my club? Now that's when you pray His perfect will, that's how you should be. Amen. Come on. I'm expecting it. I'm waiting for it. I know it's coming. Now, if it does not manifest and is not manifesting, what you need to do then is go and look inside, look inward. God loves it. He said to the Pharisees, you cleanse the outside of the cup. And you look great outside, and you coif your hair, and you do your eyes and your ears and your makeup and your hats and your clothes, and you look brilliant outside. But inside, you're full of dead men's bones. God said these words, man looks out at the outward appearance. I look at the heart. So now, when you've got a situation in your life, and it's not manifesting. I'm not seeing my healing. I'm not getting the healing. Why is it not there? Because I'm expecting it. I've done work according to the word. I'm standing on these five scriptures. I'm praying those scriptures out of my mouth. I'm expecting. I'm standing waiting for it. And it's not manifesting. Could it be something in me? It's not in God. He said, my word. It's impossible for His word to come back without accomplishing what it went out for. When you speak God's word, it's like God speaking the word because the Holy Spirit is in you and you speak together. So I speak the word of God by the stripes on His back. I walk in divine health. I'm healed, but I'm not getting it. So it's His will. I'm expecting it. I'm not seeing it. Let me check inside. Do I have aught in my heart towards anybody? You will be surprised. And I preached before. Let the prisoners go. Amen. In actual fact, what you're doing is you got this one over here. He hurt me. That one divorced me. She did this. That one stole from me. This one did that. And you've got all these prison doors here, right? And you've got all these prisoners locked up. Let me tell you what. They're not locked up. You're in every one of those doors. You're in every one of those cell blocks. You. Amen. They're out there having a royal time, not even aware that you've got this against them. And if they do know it, they don't care. God deal with them, you deal with you. And so I got all these doors over here, all the people that hurt me, wounded me, and said things about me, and I'm like a walking jail cell, prison bars all over the show. God says, let them go. Let them go. Loose them and let them go. When you forgive them, you ask God to forgive you. You open the prison door and you're coming out. You're coming out. You come out. And you're coming out. You're releasing yourself. Now, manifestation will take place. When I pray for people, a lot of the times for arthritis and cancer and certain other things, they fall into a category of what I've studied out of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can produce those things. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen cases where people just forgave and they got healed. They've been waiting for 5 years and they forgave someone when we spoke to them. And you know, a lot of the times it's an ex-husband or an ex-wife, really. And they had a bad divorce and it was chaos and he got and she took and, well, you've heard the stories, right? Maybe you've been there. If you're in that situation, let it go. And the best way to do that is say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for harboring a grudge against your child. Or against your creation if they're not saved. Against someone created in your image. I ask you, Lord, help me to change myself. Let me deal with this with the Holy Spirit so I can become a better person and I can be more effective for the kingdom of God. And Lord, you deal with that person how you see fit. I just pray that they are walking in divine heavenly places with you. That's it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you